When the beaded curtain parts with a sound like rain, it is Marco who enters the fortune teller's chamber, and Isabel immediately flips her veil from her face, the impossibly thin black silk floating back over her head like mist. "What are you doing here?" she asks. "Why didn't you tell me about this?" Ignoring her question, he holds out an open notebook, and in the flickering light, Isabel can discern a bare black tree. It is not like the trees that are inscribed in so many of his books. This one is covered in dripping white candles. Surrounding the main drawing are detailed sketches of twisting branches, capturing several different angles. "That's the wishing tree," Isabel says. "It's new." "Well, I know it's new," Marco says. "Why didn't you tell me about it?" "I haven't had time to write you," Isabel says. "And I wasn't even sure whether or not it was something you had done yourself. It seemed like something you might have made. It's lovely. The way wishes are added to it, by lighting candles with ones that are already lit and adding them to the branches. New wishes, ignited by old wishes." "It's hers," Marco says simply, pulling the notebook back.